40 samples of school lunches to be tested. We had our supporters get school lunches and, you know, freeze them and mail them to the lab. And the results were horrible. It was over 93% positive for glyphosate, 100% positive for heavy metals. I believe there were 29 different pesticides that were found. It was a very high percentage of pesticides in the school lunches, 70 or 80% or something like that of pesticides in samples were found to have multiple pesticides. One of the veterinary drugs and hormones that we found too was an aviary contraceptive in school lunches. An aviary contraceptive, meaning it prevents the bird from laying eggs. What is that doing to our children, to our girls and our boys?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We found very toxic heavy metals, you know, high levels, but that are known to cause permanent brain damage. And we found very low nutrients, like abysmal levels of nutrients. The levels of nutrients were so low that the owner of the lab said there were more toxins than nutrients in this food.
Wow.
Wow. That data on school lunches is obviously horrible, but it actually goes way deeper than that, and a lot more items were tested. Here's a breakdown of all of this. School lunches contain 6,000% more heavy metals than deemed safe. Fast food burgers contain 1,000% more heavy metals than deemed safe, and you can kind of read through this at your own pace, but I'll also have you listen to this because it's actually very important to know just how dangerous our food really is in America. And this, again, all of this was lab tested independently, and the results were published.
Something to say about this, okay? We submitted numerous categories, huge categories of food, like school lunches and fast food and baby formula and Girl Scout cookies and many other types of foods that are massively contaminated with known toxins, such as 100% positive for glyphosate weed killer, okay, which is an endocrine disruptor, a carcinogen, a nervous system damage, neurotoxin. If you don't know this, you haven't been following me, so welcome. But glyphosate, it's going to make DDT look like mouthwash, according to Dr. Don Huber. It's probably one of the most harmful herbicides and the most widely used on the planet. Okay, so 100% of these foods, pretty much 93 to 100%, were positive for glyphosate. Heavy metals were off the charts. Some of them were 6,000 times higher than what the EPA allows in drinking water, in our school lunches, you know, 1,000 times higher in, burgers and fast food burgers, right? We also found butanediol, which is, we're pretty sure, injected into these cows because it makes muscle meat grow. And butanediol is on the known menu. It's shown on the manufacturer data sheet to cause aggression and combativeness. And it was in 47% of the fast food samples that we tested. Okay. Did the FDA do anything about this? Nothing. Did they email us even one peep? No, we met with them twice about it. Did they do anything? Zero. Okay. And we also found an aviary contraceptive in 10% of the school lunch samples that we found. I think it was pretty much all the chicken. Chick-fil-A sandwiches also had this aviary contraceptive. Is this legal? No. Did they do anything about it? No. Did they do anything about the 20 times higher, the amount, 269 parts per million of gluten that we found in Trader Joe's almost everything gluten-free bagel? Did they do anything about this illegal level of gluten found in this Trader Joe's product? No. Okay. We found veterinary drugs and hormones. We found antibiotics that can cause the hind legs of dogs and horses to be sterilized. They're not approved for human use in fast food. And fast food suppliers supply school lunches. And so there were way more than 89 people in human foods at the FDA that did nothing about this. And Jim Jones.
I mean, this is just crazy. Why do we even have an FDA?